With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Pac-12 Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Alan Webb Mitsubishi.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
The Club, Club 1080. The hottest spot for number one.
Back in cheese. I'm viewing a guy on guy situation.
I just like the balls.
Okay. What's your point?
Anybody want to milk me?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Don't bro me, please.
Bro.
Okay, we're back. Late, but back. Good combo with Joey.
And Oden. Break.
Yeah, but that was good, man. I like getting him talking about real insidery football stuff.
Yeah.
It's good. It's worth it.
It's good.
Hey, I want to play something. We played this earlier in the show, and it's on the tweets as well. Mike tweeted it on the Fan account. But this was before our show. We had to record some spots.
Yeah.
You and I, as we do.
Yeah, record some commercials. That's one of my all-time favorite drops of yours.
Here is some commercial spots on the Fan spot. So we had to record these. Now, we each wrote one, and so the one you wrote had my name misspelled on it.
Yeah, instead of I-S-A-A-C, it was I-S-S.
Yeah.
Which I do all the time.
Yeah, you basically, you don't know how to spell my name.
Yeah.
And I say basically. No, you don't know how to. And so here was us. We didn't write this. This isn't like a bit.
No,
this was Mike just rolling because we were getting ready to record these ads.
This is genuine.
And this is a minute and five. But it is bleeped. Yeah. So it's not authentic in terms of the F bombs that we drop. But here it is from earlier today.
I'm going to do this one first.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my f***ing name.
It's two. It's I-S-S. No,
that's
use
incorrect.
The other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of shit. All right.
Read the Bible next time, Sue. Come on.
No,
it's
not,
Isaac. Oh.
It's not two S's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that's so, right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's I-S-A-A-C.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's, but it's not.
That's
it's
cool.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's not. That's
spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
Not f***ing hard.
Well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you did
I
not.
Always put two S's.
You don't know
there.
How to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you.
Yeah, that was a real exchange between Suk and I behind the scenes.
There was no bits there. It just kind of starts flowing, you know. It's once you get into a swear zone there, it's hard to break out of.
And let me tell you something. I
really thought I had
into a swear zone. You guys, I mean, all three of us live in the swear zone. There's no getting into it.
Yeah, but sometimes you're really in a groove and it really starts to flow there. I thought I had you with the Sicanic.
I was fully prepared for that.
Yeah.
Because that's a good play by you.
Yes.
It's like, all right, if I'm going to call you out for not spelling my name, make sure I can spell yours, which I can because we've been together for 15 effing years.
God.
I got yours right. It just took me a minute. That's all.
Uh-huh.
I got around to it. No. Is it really that important?
No.
Like, when I book airline flights, I get it right.
No, actually, you don't. I've had it where my ticket will say ISSAC, and then I'll be like, well, hopefully that doesn't matter. And it never does.
That's close enough.
God.
Isaac.
All right.
I get ROP right, so there, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's one out of two.
Whoa. Spilling water.
Spilling water.
All right, we got to get on track here. The club, we will discuss the top 2019 Christmas gift for kids. And Sue would like to talk about crazy Joe Biden. So some hot political talk.
No malarkey here. Did you see his bus?
No, I haven't seen his bus.
That is his slogan.
No
that
malarkey.
That is on his bus.
No malarkey.
Who is advising Joe Biden?
616 on the fan.
Started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Hey, we're back. Hey, you know what's coming up next is...
Don't know what's coming up.
Andrew Nimick.
Oh, yeah, he's got a big guest.
Recruiting with Andrew Nimick. 7 o'clock. Who's on?
Is it Keith Brown, the number one linebacker?
Yeah, the number one inside linebacker in the country from Oregon,
just
who
committed
just
to
committed
Oregon.
To Oregon, is going to be in studio.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, Joe Biden, I think, is still leading. Is he leading?
I don't know.
The polls of
it's,
all the.
It's tough to tell who. Like you,
the snowflakes.
Yeah. I think he's
is
one.
Is he the top snowflake?
He's one of the big front runners. And. I saw two pieces of Joe Biden news today, and he fascinates me that...
Yeah, his thing went viral today.
It's the damnedest thing, and they're like, I get you may or may not be for Trump, whatever. I'm not here to say that, but this is really the best that the other side can come up with, is Joe Biden. First off, anytime he talks, he can't keep his teeth in. Watch when he's, like, doing debates, his teeth are trying... Because he has dentures.
Which, yeah, they fell out during a debate, right?
They fell out, and he had to like put them back in like mid-sentence, and like he doesn't like when
hashtag
when,
relatable.
Yeah, when he speaks, like he goes on these tangents, and you're like, you don't know what the hell he's talking about. He talks like it's the 1920s.
Hashtag relatable.
And today he challenged some fat guy to a thing of push-ups.
Yeah, he did.
True story.
It was pretty interesting. Well, first let's talk about his bus. His bus. You made me look this up.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, Biden is in the whole... he ended up yelling at a guy, and, like, they...
Well, okay, we'll talk about that first. Yeah. So it was a big guy, overweight guy.
Yeah.
And he was calling him out about the Hunter Biden thing and the energy company, the whole thing. And Biden got pissed about it.
And then he started saying that Biden was too old and, you know, his health or whatever. And so Biden starts challenging...
let's do push-ups.
Let's do push-ups.
And then I think later in the clip, he calls the guy... he just calls him fat.
Yes.
Which is like, whoa, dude.
Like he lost it, but who's...
Not that Trump wouldn't ever do that, but...
Why do we have, like, this is... We're challenging people to push-ups now? But his whole thing is he's trying to relate to people and prove that he's not too old, right? Because he's like 70... I think he's like 76.
I don't think he's trying to prove he's not too old. I think he just gets defensive about it. I mean, he can't prove that. What's he going to do? Prove he's 40?
Yeah, he's 77, but he's always, like, he's got the fake hair plugs... the weird tan, he's challenging people to push-ups, and he's always trying to, like, be this youthful go-getter. You can't keep your teeth in. And then today, I was laughing because not only is he, like ah, I'm youthful and I'm ready to go. I looked up his campaign bus today, and right on the side of his campaign bus, it says Joe Biden, you know, for president, whatever, and then it's got his slogan. And I love the fact that his whole thing is to try to convince people that he's not too old. And right on the side of his bus, it says no malarkey. Because you know what the young
people... Maybe he's just a big Tennessee Titans fan and he's really happy that malarkey's gone.
You know what the young people like to say? You know how you want to relate to the younger voters? Start using the phrase malarkey.
I think Mike's onto something. Perhaps this bus... It's like, Biden, you know, you got to stretch your dollar. And... perhaps there was a no Mike Malarkey bus in Tennessee, and he was like, well, use that. You know, he got it for pennies on the dollar, and that's his campaign bus.
It was already painted?
No Malarkey.
And
well,
so
I guess he
so
uses,
just had to put the Joe Biden in front of it?
Yeah.
Half
the price.
I guess he uses that term all the time. That's like his... That's one of his things.
Well, that's
again,
not surprising. He's 77 years old.
Stop being 1,000 years old, Joe Biden.
Do you think that
no tomfoolery, although, no ballyhoo, no malarkey, you kids?
To be fair,
you whippersnappers.
Bernie Sanders is incredibly old and looks it, but he's just going full like all young people all the time. That sounds.
What do
wrong.
You mean? Yeah,
that sounds really wrong.
What does that mean, please?
He is trying to.
It's chicken.
It's chicken.
His voter base is the youngs. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But he's older than dirt, right?
Yeah.
He's older than Joe Biden, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having heart attacks.
So
I just,
how is it that Bernie Sanders is so relatable to the young people when he's even older than Joe
Bernie's
Biden and his teeth?
Bernie's out there shooting hoops in his dress shirt.
It's true.
I do love when
a good point.
When old people are like, I'm down with the kids. Makes me think of that Steve Buscemi clip where he's like in the backwards hat and the skateboard. What's up, fellow kids? Just be old. Like, you're old. I get it. Just embrace that you're 77. Do like a wisdom sort of thing. But
if you want the youngs to vote for you, just do policies that the young people are into. That's that simple. That's what Bernie's doing.
And make sure that you really relate to him with terms like malarkey.
Well, how about this? What would be worse? His bus saying no malarkey or his bus saying yeet?
What? What is that?
The term yeet, Y-E-E-T.
What does that mean?
It basically means like if you're throwing something really far. You're like, yeet. Like you yell like Kobe if you're trying to make the basket, and you'll yell yeet if it's going really. It's,
oh my God.
It doesn't
I'm
really
going
to
pull a Joe Biden. I have never heard that once.
But.
This malarkey will not stand.
Would it be worse if he had the word yeet
I'm not a
on his
daddy.
Bus versus no malarkey? No malarkey fits his age.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All I know is that if this is what it ends up being, if it's Trump and Biden, I give up. I quit. I'm done. If this is what I have to choose from, I'm not.
Let's try not to put them in the same. Can we not? Look, I get what you're saying about Biden, but, you know, that's a false equivalency if I've ever heard one.
Yes, I can't. This is the best that the other side can come up with. His old-ass, crazy, senile Joe Biden and his no malarkey bus. Like, who is running his campaign? Like, someone got paid a lot of money to be like, all right, Joe, we need something that's going to capture the hearts and minds of everyone in middle America. I got it. No malarkey.
Biden, by the way, claims he said facts,
not fat.
Is possible because I just could not see him. I could see Trump saying that. But I could not see Biden actually calling the guy fat.
Calling someone fat.
Because he goes, listen, fat. It's like, whoa, dude, Biden, somebody grab him. But he said facts. That's plausible.
Now,
but he did challenge him to a push-up
contest.
He did.
And I would have loved to have seen Joe Biden and some overweight guy that was yelling him down on the ground trying to squeeze out 10. Biden has a massive coronary right there on the stage. Blows out a shoulder.
Who do you think's going to be there, guy?
I don't know.
Or a gal.
Well, everyone.
You think it's gonna be Liz?
Everyone seems to think that it's gonna be Biden.
Yeah,
I think
Biden. Biden's the favorite.
Is it really gonna be that guy?
Yeah, because I think people think he's the most electable.
Ugh, I'm with you on that.
Or the most likely to beat Trump, I should say.
Look, I'd vote for him, but over dip ass.
You know why? Because Rob's into no malarkey. Rob won't stand for any malarkey.
Rob's never heard the word yeet.
Yeah, I'm Biden's kind of guy.
My daughter says that a lot when she throws. Yeah, when she throws something.
Throws far.
Yeah.
Yeet. Yeah. It's kind of morphed into a term that people use for many other things now, but
yeah,
that's where it started.
I thought it meant something else, and I was like, I don't think we can say that.
No, you can say it.
Okay.
All right, well, there's some hot Joe Biden talk for you guys.
Yeah!
We've got two stories, okay?
Pick one.
No, you pick one.
Well, I don't know what the two stories are.
I'll pick one.
Okay, Mike, you pick.
You pick, I'll pick, we'll pick.
Big Water, Ocean Water, Bigly.
The Butthead Fart Launcher 3000.
Okay.
Yeah, Swag and those guys were talking about this, and I didn't necessarily think that was a real thing.
Oh,
but,
it's real.
It turns out it's real.
Or he thought the camera was off, but it wasn't.
I'm going to go ahead and go Butthead Fart Launcher 3000, please,
okay.
For 500, Alex.
You got it. Coming up next, here's Mike.
.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
All right, Mike has chosen this next story for you guys, and it is about farts.
Well, it is right up our alley.
This holiday season, you know, there's always the one toy
that
all the kids are into that you got to... You're a terrible parent if you don't get your kid.
Yeah, it's like when I was a kid, I remember for like girls, it was the like a Cabbage Patch doll, had the whole thing, and Tickle Me Elmo. And
yep.
No.
I'm trying to remember what some of the other ones are, but yeah, there's always one that everyone, you know, I don't know, is willing to punch a grandma in the face for.
I remember the Cabbage Patch thing when I was a kid. That was huge.
My sister wanted a Cabbage Patch doll, and I remember that being a, like you said, a huge,
that was a really big freaking deal. Don't even know why. Anyway.
What?
This year, toy insiders and wincing parents are saying that the Butthead Fart Launcher 3000 is what all the kids want.
The name alone is worthy of the $17.99 that it
costs. I'm sorry,
you.
I said Butthead. Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000. Now, it's a Nerf gun-like gadget that shoots farts instead of darts.
There's a big stink cartridge.
A stink cartridge?
It smells. Yeah, it's like a big, it's not like individual darts, but you load it in the back like a drum magazine, like in like a Tommy gun or whatever. You load that sucker in, and apparently it's got 100 farts in it.
Yeah.
And does it make the noise as well?
I would assume so. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, it's got the
silent
noise.
But deadly. I mean, it could be.
It does have that, too. It has an SPD in it. It has the flatulent. They call them the flatulent firearm. They can spread stench up to 10 feet across a room and is best used in well-ventilated areas or outdoors.
I'm sorry, but this is the best idea to come along in years.
It's a great idea. It's intended for kids. Because remember, like, what's... Okay, if I just said, hey, name the best fart toy.
Yeah, whoopee cushion,
It's a whoopee cushion, right? And the whoopee cushion is a great idea principle.
Yeah, it's really one of the... There's only, like, two fart toys. You have that one and then the little remote control one that you can, like, hide behind a pillow.
Yeah, and those are good.
And then you hit it and, like, ha-ha. But none of them give you
the
stink.
Yeah, this ups the ante. It's intended for kids age 5 and up. Comes with a cartridge capable of 100-plus blasts and is silent but deadly, allowing users to sneak up on their victims. The fart launcher's reek, while incredibly accurate, is organic, plant-based. It doesn't get caught in fabric and dissipates in minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't believe that for a second.
Dude, I think that's so great.
I guarantee this thing gets lodged into a couch somewhere.
Somebody dies of the fumes.
Well, first thing you do is you go over to like your brother or your sister's like bed and you just stick it like underneath their pillow and launch all 100 and see if you can get a perma-funk going. And the downside of this is I know 100 farts sounds like a lot, but if you got that on Christmas morning, two things. One, how long would it take you to go through 100 farts, and how long before your dad smacked you in the head and just took it from you?
2 hours.
20 minutes.
You would be launching that thing and right.
Well, what you would want to do is I would want to go somewhere. I'd be like,
to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be cool around the house for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then they'd get pissed at you.
That's 50 like, farts down.
Hey, can we go to the mall?
That's a good one. Movie theater, because everyone goes to the movies on Christmas. That's not a bad one either. Just kind of sitting in the back row. Pointing one, you're like, all right, this guy's gonna get in.
Or it's like a really serious movie. There's like a really sad scene, and it gets silent, and you're just like,
I don't know why, but I immediately thought of like Schindler's List.
Oh god!
And you're just in there dropping rainbows on people left and right. Little one for you. Here's one for you.
Well, potty humor is pretty much a guaranteed hit with kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So always has been, always will be.
This is one of those where it's like, why didn't I think of this? You know?
Yeah.
It's not that complex.
No.
It's just that nobody ever thought to do it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And here's the other one,
too. It's $20, by the way.
Yeah, it's like $17.99 on Amazon. That's a no-brainer. And here's the other one, too. My brother used to do this, and I stole it from him. I got to give him full credit. One of our friends is Big Jimmy that we talk about on the program from time to time. So John and Jimmy were locked in Mortal Kombat because they have kids roughly the same age. And I don't know if it's still going on, but there was like a good 5 to 6 year war where each one tried to get the other's kid the worst gift on Christmas. And when I mean worst, I mean the one that would be most annoying or damaging to the other one's parents. So like 1 year, you know, they would, if you could get like a drum machine,
and then one would get like a goo science kit that would like explode and like cause messes. And they just kind of went back and forth with these sorts of things. And this is a prime gift. Like if you have to, like if you've got a brother that's a pain in the ass, what you do is you get his kid the Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000.
Hiya!
Yeah, I guess last year, so this is following up on a theme. So apparently there's some toy insider person expert who said that these icky, farty, poopy gifts are becoming all the rage with the kids.
Yeah.
Because people are making, they're making good stuff.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's like the,
is this like something you'd
it's
see?
The it's the golden age of
fart jokes.
Well, yeah, of like gross toys. So
this is like if I'm a, I would think this is a Spencer's Gift sort of thing.
Yeah, but it's bigger than that because Spencer's Gift's pretty niche.
Yeah.
This is like kids everywhere. This is like the number one gift this year.
Yeah.
You know how you say, like there's always that one that
it's
all the kids
deal.
Are talking about. Well, they said that last year, and I guess this was super popular. I never heard about this, but Poopsie the Unicorn was the big hit last year.
Poopsie the Unicorn?
Yeah, it's essentially...
I gotta look this up.
Well, that's it's My Little Pony, and it takes giant craps. of slime, like it poops slime. That was the big
That
was the big thing last
year.
I'm
looking at this right now.
Yeah, and it poops. It leaves little blue poopsies.
And that's what everyone
now
little blue poopies.
I understand that most toys are they fall into this category, but after like a week, are you really enjoying Poopsie the Unicorn?
No,
it's kind of runny too. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's glitter. It's like glitter slime.
Like I think this fart gun has lasting power.
The fartridge.
Does it, or would it also just kind of eventually run its course?
No. Well, it'll get one-upped. Somebody will make something better and more interesting.
Like a fart.
Combine a super soaker like with the fart.
Perhaps fart grenades.
That's what
so
I was
So you make
thinking,
them wet and stinky.
Where you could take something and throw it in the middle of a room, and then everyone gets it at once. like fart shrapnel. You're like, ah, it got me!
I think that already exists. It's called a stink bomb.
That's true.
They just have to market it for
kids. Yeah, but you got to make it better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's all about stealing ideas and just making them a little bit better, and then
Look,
everybody will buy it.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like what Poopsie the Unicorn has going on. I wasn't aware of this, but I think that's fantastic.
Like, and it is a freaking unicorn that takes craps.
It takes a glitter crap.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Like, why? The kids' toys. Dude, kids' toys blow me away.
I remember a couple years
ago. They're so basic.
And I was like 38, 37 years old. I like goats. Big fan of the goats. And I don't remember who it was. It might have been my brother. He got me a goat, and when you squeezed it, it pooped little sugar babies. the little brown nuggets. And I thought it was fantastic. I don't know what eventually happened to it. I think it broke or I ran out of sugar babies. But I will tell you what, for like $6, that thing was a hit of my Christmas. And someone just ordered the fart launcher.
I'm video bubble.
Somebody asked, does it have different sounds for different types of farts? Squeakers, firecrackers?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it does, yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, otherwise...
That's part of the fartridge. It says it's over 100. There's over like 100 of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if that's like... If you just have like one standard fart...
I mean, if this is all that's coming out...
Yeah, that's lame.
Eventually, you're going to be like, okay, I get it.
Like, I'd like to see, like, a machine gun, and then you could just, like, hold down the trigger and just go, like, a room, just spray. Like, put down covering fart fire, like, in an entire table. Like, people are sitting down for Christmas supper, and you just pull that thing out and say hello to my little friend, and then just blow one across the entire table.
I'm trying to figure out, it blasts them up to 10 feet. And there's basically a little speaker on the end of it to hear it, and then the
smell.
The smell oozes out.
Let's say organic, so it's like some part like sulfur or something.
And then the canister, you load in the canister like a clip.
Yeah. like you ready to do this? Family is coming over, locked and loaded.
Yeah, it says. All right.
I was just seeing if that sounded like a machine gun.
Pump the caboose full of air, and it will send a fart forward towards its victim. Step one, place canister. Step two, pull back handle. Step three, pull the trigger and launch a fart towards your friends. This launcher is best used in well-ventilated areas or outdoors, but will not leave a lasting stank in more enclosed areas.
And by the way, it's not best used in open spaces. It's best used in closets, cars, places where no one can escape it. Come on.
Does take batteries.
Basically, you should be able to reach around and grab it and yes. pull on it and release yourself.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. Farts are great.
Yep, they're universally funny. There's a reason why kids find them funny, because they are funny.
All right, we'll wrap it up with John next on The Fan. Mick is coming up next. Very special in-studio guest, but let's make them really uncomfortable before we sign off here.
Robot sex?
You wish. I don't think your brother is all prudish. He doesn't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's not into robot
what?
Sex.
What? Who says I'm not? I'm having sex with a robot right now.
Is that why you lost your voice? Or are you sick? Yes. Are you going through puberty? What happened?
No, I've lost my voice. I don't know. I think I got the strep from you.
You might have gotten the strep from Big Sue.
I was on my way back from the doctor when it first got diagnosed, and John was leaning into my car window talking to me.
Yep. Same
I
side?
Broke the plane.
No.
I broke the
other
plane.
Side?
No, other side.
See, I'm... Wow, that's crazy. I felt like I was going to get it. Because yeah. I was in the same studio with you on
and
Friday.
And it's a line of fire.
Yeah, direct line.
Cam got all pissed because we share a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not a...
Well, you got to disinfect, though. Like, I can't assume that the other guys are going to disinfect.
Yeah, you got to spray.
We've got spray and wipes in here. You got to do that. You know, you got to be diligent.
Do what you got to do.
Well, after I talked to my brother, I tried to disinfect, but I couldn't find anything or any medicine. But I did eat a York peppermint patty, so maybe that saved me.
Very refreshing. Except you sound like I.
You sound terrible.
Yeah, that's how I sound.
Are you okay?
You
do you feel
have it?
Do you feel okay?
I feel 100%. Like I said, I'm having sex with a robot right now. I feel that good.
Apparently, it's a dirty robot. You probably caught something from the bot.
No, I feel totally fine. I'm 100% fine. I'm just losing my voice.
Bot.
Come on, get your mind out of the freaking gutter.
What? You guys started it. No, my mind's not in the gutter.
No, I was talking to Rob.
Yeah. Come on, Rob.
So what are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Watching really crappy NFL football.
Yeah, that tends to happen on Thursday night, especially when the Cowboys and the Bears are playing.
I haven't been watching because, you know, well, I'm hosting a show now, but I've been trying to keep an eye on it. It sure looks to me like the Dallas Cowboys have quit. Have they quit?
They look awful. The last 3 weeks. They look off. They look completely disinterested. I don't know if they've quit. I don't know why they quit. They're still alive, but they look completely disinterested. It's funny.
Yeah, somebody tweeted. They said, I just saw it on Twitter. I was scrolling through during the break. They said the Cowboys better get it together, or else after this game they're still going to be in first place in the NFC East.
Right? They're losing to Trubisky. Come on.
Hey, Trubisky looks pretty good from
what
I gather.
The best part is that you're going to have like probably a 12-win Seattle or San Francisco team go on the road and play either Philadelphia or Dallas in the first round of the playoffs.
Beat them by 30.
Right. Right. Well, I'll tell you what, and we've said this before, but the NFL should embrace gambling and fantasy football with both arms, because without those two things, half of their product is unwatchable.
I agree. But I think that's all sports. Don't you think like bad NBA is unwatchable? Bad baseball is unwatchable? They're all like that. The bad teams are just hard to watch.
Yeah.
John watches the Mariners every day.
Well, yeah. In fact, I was cranky earlier because DePoto's at it again. He's making horrible trades.
Why did they trade Narvaez?
Thank you, Rob. That's a good question. I'm trying to figure that out. I think he reads, like he's on Twitter. And somebody tweets like, oh, the Mariners have a catcher they could trade. And he sees it and he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, wait, that's me. And then he trades the guy.
You know what? That would honestly be fantastic if there was a GM somewhere that made moves solely based on what his fan base tweeted.
I'll tell you what, if there ever is, it'll be the Mariners GM. That's exactly the kind of thing.
There is a experiment that I would love to see. And that is, I think we've talked about this before. That is a fan-run team. I would love to see that. Like, you just get a board of fans, and you rotate fans through your board, and they are the GM. They make all the decisions. And just to see how bad they would be. It would be hilarious.
Here's the thing, though, is I bet you they wouldn't be the worst team.
No, they probably wouldn't.
No, they'd be the worst team.
They may not.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be as dysfunctional. Like, here's the thing. A lot of this stuff is about ego and dysfunction. It's not necessarily about people not knowing what they're doing. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you right now, Big Sook, I could put together a 25-man roster for the Mariners and at least be as good as DePoto's doing.
That's you and every other fan, and I can assure you that you couldn't.
Oh, I think I could, because I wouldn't trade Omar Narváez, who was our third best hitter, for the Brewers' 24th best prospect. Come on.
This is what I'm saying. Every fan thinks like you.
Yes.
So there needs to be one professional team. I don't care what the sport is.
We're doing it.
We're going to do this, and we're going to do it for 5 years, and then at the end of it, you can say, fans, shut the F up. You don't know what you're talking about. Or fans do well, and all of a sudden, they're like, all these GMs are like, oh, crap. We're out of jobs.
That'd be awesome if it was the Angels, and I would infiltrate their board, and then I'd be like whispering in the corner, let's trade Trout to Seattle to see what happens.
All right. Have a good night. We love you.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Get better. Well, he's not sick, but he's about to get sick.
Hey, he sounds terrible.
Yeah, I think he's about to get sick. All right. We got to go. We have no show Friday. We will be back because tomorrow will be the Oregon-Utah game. We'll be back Monday. Full week next week. Monday 3 to 7. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.